One of the original announcers with WGH back in the fall of 1928 was Mal Powell. Mal worked at the old Tidewater Hotel in the WGH studios at that time, and they were located right behind the desk and the switchboard on the ground floor at the corner of 24th and Washington Avenue, the in and out torn down Tidewater Hotel. Mal, even though you were hiding behind the desk work, you had a regular studio, didn't you, with piano and with turntables?
Oh, yes, we had piano and turntables. Uh-huh. And we had quite a few live programs in the evening. We didn't go on air till 6 o'clock in the afternoon or the evening. And we started out with news for about 30 minutes. Then we'd go into records and live programs with different people through the peninsula would come over and audition. And we'd book them for 15 or 30 minutes. We had the what we call the Hillbilly Band and singers and quartets and church groups. We had quite a rare talent at that time.
Well, after the Tidewater Hotel, you moved to a different location, didn't you, shortly after that?
Yes, we moved up to the Warwick Hotel. We were only in the Tidewater for possibly 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved up to the Warwick Hotel on the third floor with real nice studios up there.
How about the transmitter? Where was that located?
The transmitter when the Warwick Hotel was in the hotel on the seventh floor.
Mm-hmm. You had the tower there, too?
Yeah, the tower was on top of the seventh floor of the new section of the Warwick Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Well, who were some of the guys that were with the station back in 1928? Do you remember?
Well, Douglas Evans and Ed Bishop, E. Ellsworth Bishop, as he was known later, and myself. We were the ones there at that time.
Well, did you do sales as well as announcing?
Oh, we did everything.
Did everything.
Yeah,
right?
We had to go out and sell anyway. It's sort of spot. But we didn't, we didn't go on air at 6 o'clock, and I was working there at the NACA at the time.
All right. Well, when it came to news, how did you do? Just grab the newspaper and read the newspaper, or how did you get your newscast?
Well, no, we'd go down to the Daily Press. They'd give us some of the news off the teletype there.
Yeah.
And we just, one of the fellows and I would tear it off and save us some news. And we'd pick it up before we went on the air.
Right. And you say there was, some of the other fellows that used to be with the station, there were guys like, back in the early days, in the early 30s, but people like, you said there was a fellow named...
Well, it was Watt Watkins.
Watt Watkins.
And then Murray, which went on up, last I heard from him, he was in California, but he went from here to Philadelphia and then Philadelphia to CBS, and he was quite a musical director at CBS for quite a few years.
Well, I've seen his name on some of the records there, too.
Oh, yes, and see him on the TV credits, too, directing the
music. Lynn Murray Singers and all, right?
Yeah, then Murray Singers and then Murray Orchestra.
How about some of the stars that would come by there and visit? Who came by on occasion?
Well, Gene Austin used to come by every so often when he had his show. He used to bring a tent show in about once a year. And he'd come to the studios and just sit around there and put on a program in the morning and probably another in the afternoon. He'd just stay around there. He was a real nice fellow, and we all enjoyed having him around.
You used to have remote broadcasts, too, didn't you, from some of the theaters around the area?
Oh, yes. We broadcast from the Paramount Theater for quite a few years. With Sid Lindsay, of course, was one of the first organists at the Paramount. And then he was... later on, Gladys Lyle came in and took over, and she was there for quite a few years. In fact, Gladys is still on the peninsula. She's at the Chamberlain Hotel every night in the dining room.
Well, you used to do dance band remotes, too, I guess, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Dance bands from Ocean View, Buckrow Beach, from any local dance place. It used to be the Naval Reserve Hall at 29th and Huntington Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to pick up the bands that played there, play a few dances. There was a big hall, real nice place.
Well, you are the one that has been with the WGH the longest of any of the employees, and you retired. How many years ago was it you retired now?
I retired in 69.
69?
9 years now.
But for 9 years, you kept a couple of accounts going, and you just couldn't put it down, could you?
Yes, huh? Yeah, and still here.
Still there, huh?
Still come out every day.
Hey, let's go way back to 1928 now, Mal, and give us the introduction to this next record, a 1929 record, actually, and the way you used to do it way back there in 29.
Well, it's we used to give the number, but then we cut that out. So here it is. And now Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees and I'm just a vagabond lover.
A Victor record.
A Victor record, that's right. A Victor recording. Victor right. recording. Victor recording.
Come on, I'm 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 on